This call is being recorded.
Exhale out. Deep breath in. Exhale out. Again, I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each descending number, let yourself go into a more and more relaxed and deeper state. Deep into your consciousness. 5, 4, 3, going deeper, nice and relaxed, 2, deeper still, and 1. Now nice and relaxed, letting go of all of the extremities of your body. Just focusing now on your breathing, letting your breathing begin to take you up into consciousness. Now as you're breathing in the light, send that light throughout your body. Begin to fill your body with light. So that light is going everywhere in your body. And now become aware of all of your chakras, your 7 chakras plus the 8th one that has now come back online. See all of those chakras in perfect alignment and with all their respective colors and spinning. Get a really good understanding and a vision of those chakras. Picture them. Make the image vivid in your mind as much as you can, starting with the first chakra in the red color there. And know that this, at the base of your spine, is where the Kundalini energy resides. But notice now, as you begin to rise up the chakra centers, how easy it is to raise the Kundalini energy up as well. Before, it took much effort. Now it is quite simple. Just let the energy begin to rise up the chakra centers from the 1st to the 2nd to the 3rd. But as it is rising up, visualize an ideal for yourself up above you, calling the energy up, whether it would be Yeshua, Sananda, Archangel Michael, whoever it might be for you as an ideal, Buddha, whatever your ideal is, let that ideal call up your energy. Let it awaken the Kundalini energy. Let it awaken the serpent within you. That serpent energy. The life force that now is winding up your spinal column. And as it is winding up your spinal column, feel the energy as it's moving up. Feel the sensation and know as it's moving up, it is releasing any pent-up energies that still may be residing there. And as it's moving up your spinal cord, it is also releasing energies in other parts of your body, not only the spinal column, but all over your body, your arms, your legs, your feet, your hands, your up your back, your neck, stomach area. And notice as it moves, the energy moves up. As it moves up into each chakra center, it begins to activate that particular center and all of the parts of your body that are associated with that center and that gland. So as it moves up into your third chakra, it is associated now with your gut, your stomach, your adrenal glands. As it moves into your fourth chakra, your heart center begins to open more, your thymus gland. See the beautiful emerald green, forest green color here. Now as it moves up into the fifth center, into your throat area, the center of your will. And now you can more and more let your will go and truly say, it is your will, Father, not mine. I give my will over to you, Father, my higher self. Father God within me, Father Mother God within me. Now continuing to rise up into the sixth chakra, into the middle of your forehead, where you have activated, reactivated your third eye center again. Now it should be more and more brilliant, as if the eye were open more. And the energies freely moving through this area now, whereas before they found blockage, now they are open. Notice how all of the meridians in your body have released the blockages of energy. Similar to what would happen if you were to have acupressure or acupuncture. But you can do it in this way as well. Simply with your will. Because your will has been strengthened now. Feel the energies moving up, 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 all through the chakras. Purging out, opening up all blocked centers, wherever they might be. If you have difficulty walking, your legs, your feet are becoming unblocked. If you have had difficulty standing straight, your spinal cord is now standing upright. If you have difficulties with your muscles, they are releasing and loosening. Wherever the blocks might be, feel them releasing now. Releasing. Just releasing out. Energy's flowing freely now. All the way from your first chakra, through your second, through your third, up to your fourth, your fifth, and now into your sixth. Freely moving up and down. And the energy swirling around those chakra centers. As if it were a whirlwind shooting up those centers. And now from the sixth to the seventh, arcing into that seventh chakra, into that crown chakra, arcing with a kaleidoscope of colors, of exploding colors, of all of the chakra colors now exploding as fireworks going off in your head, exploding all around you. Feel the explosion all around you now. And as you did this last evening, it would likely be coming much easier for many of you now. For it is simply with an act of will that you can reactivate all of these centers, all of these centers coming online again and activated. The energies flowing up and down. And as the energies have flowed into the seventh chakra now, feel the explosion out through the top of your head, exploding outward. If someone were to look at you from outside of yourself now, they would see light shooting from the top of your head. Now the energy is moving up into that eighth chakra, the star soul chakra. And again, the kaleidoscope of colors, the prism of colors. And as you look at this, you were looking at this chakra from above. You would look down into it and see the prism of many different colors, the reflection of those colors, reflecting onto each of the facets of this chakra, as if it were a great crystal. Great crystal with many facets and many different colors upon those facets. Now, as you have all eight chakras activated, and the Kundalini energy has risen all the way up, now see the eternal flame, which begins also down in your lower chakras, and begins to flame up now. Flaming up through all of the chakra centers surrounding the energies of the Kundalini energy. The eternal flame within you has become activated, whereas before it was but a spark of light or a spark of flame. And in many it still remains so. But with you, it is a raging inferno of internal flame now, burning your entire physical body. Feel it purging out. It can be a gold flame, it can be a blue flame, or it can be a violet flame, or a combination of all three. However it is for you. But know it as the eternal flame that has no source needed to ignite it, for it is always ignited. But it is not always flaming forth as it is now within each and every one of you. Feel this flame now reaching up beyond your chakra centers now, beyond your physical body, up, up, shooting up into the sky as a pillar of flame, a pillar of fire, creating a beacon for all to see from high up above the earth. And those of you can rise up now out of your bodies into your astral and etheric forms. Rise high up above and see, as we are all seeing now, this circle of flame that is now shooting up from this building. As you see it from above, you can see the flame rising upward. The flame that is joined in a circle and shooting upward higher and higher up past all of the shifts, out into the solar system, through the sun itself, out into the galaxy, a beacon of light, similar to the beacon of light that was sent out on the clarion call, that all saw from far, far away. This is their seeing now throughout the galaxy, bringing attention to this small group of light warriors, a small group that is gaining momentum, that is becoming more than just the few that it is multiplying many times over. Because your energies are multiplying, your light is multiplying. So where you are seeing now this pillar of flame, of circular flame rising up, it is spreading out now throughout the area where you find yourselves, to the surrounding town, the surrounding cities, throughout the country, and spreading out through the entire planet now. And as you look now, you can see this pillar of flame rising up across the entire planet, creating a huge beacon, which now moves beyond the galaxy and out into the galaxies beyond. The call has gone out, my brothers, my sisters. And the call has been answered. And many more will be coming to assist in this ascension process, into this endeavor to raise the frequency of not only this planet and all of life here on this planet, but all of the solar system, in all of the galaxy, because of what you do now in this moment, you have raised the frequency. And if you were to look to find proof of this, look no further than that Schumann resonance, and see how the spiking of these energies will occur over the next several days and weeks as a result of this. For you have activated Gaia herself. You have activated the solar system and the solar sun, which is why the solar logos has visited with you, and how you are activating the galactic central sun of Alcyone. I am your dear brother Hilarion. I am the one that has been called forth long ago to assist in the healing of this planet and the healing of all of those that reside on this planet, whether human, animal, plant, or mineral. whenever you have ailments, whenever you have a need for healing energy, call upon me. Call out my name. Hilarion. 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 So that I will be with you in that instant as you call upon me, just as you are calling upon the galaxies to be a part of this expression here on this planet and with all of you, to raise the energies throughout the planet, to bring Gaia herself up into the higher vibrations of which she is now moving fully into. And as she moves fully into those higher vibrations, the lower vibrations will cease to exist here. So know that time is growing short for the third dimensional illusion to continue to have its sway here. For very shortly, the third dimensional illusion will come to an end. And those that are still a part of it will no longer be a part of Gaia's expression here. That is why all of you, those that came forward before all the others, are the ones that are destined to be a part of the first wave of ascension. You, my friends, are the chosen ones. But always remember, when you hear that terminology, it is not to put an ego statement on you. It is not to make you feel special, as that you are above anyone else. For you are no more above anyone else than an animal is above an insect. Think about that. You are not above and you are not below. For all is one. We are all in this together. And together, we will take this all the way to fruition, all the way to the crescendo that Sananda has mentioned, to the finish line that is there in front of you. Just cannot see it yet. But if you open your eyes through your third eye center and look beyond the illusion, you will see it. It is there. I ask you now to return to your physical form, to come back down the pillar of flame, back toward your physical body, back into the circle here. Come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed within your body. I am Hilarion, and I leave you now to another who would come in and address you.
Thank you.
Peace and love with each and every one of you. Until the end. Until the end of all that is. And I am Kara. And I am here, my friends, at this time to be with you in these moments of these moments that you have awaited for a very long, long time, many, many thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Some looking at this in terms of eons. For you arrived long ago, and you came in the ships, just as we come in the ships now. You arrived en masse and joined this evolutionary process and moved into these dark ages, moving from the light into the dark, willingly, purposefully, and yes, quite sorrowfully at certain times. Because you were in the light, you knew the light, you knew the oneness, you knew love, unconditional. And you let go of all of that to assist your brothers and your sisters, and to assist planet Gaia herself. We commend each and every one of you. You look up to us. You look up to Sananda and Archangel Michael and Saint Germain and Ashtar and so on and so on. You look up to all of us as if we are something special. We are not anything special. But if anyone is special, it is you. It is you. It is you that let go of all that you knew, all that was comfort to you, to move into a place of unknowing and of darkness. Imagine moving from light into dark. And then you begin to understand the birth of every child here who comes from the light and into the darkness. And then to return to the light again at the end of the life. That is what is coming to an end. For it will not be light moving into the darkness and back into the light. It will be light into light into light. Love into love into love. All is ready for you. All is awaiting you. We that are assisting in this process are helping to prepare you. Prepare you to pave the way, to light the way. Think of yourselves as carrying the torch, the Olympic torch, and bringing in the games, but not the Olympic games of old, and not even the Olympic games of now. The Olympic Games of the future. The Olympic Games of light. These Olympic Games of light is the entire world participating. And that is what your new golden age is bringing. Participation by all across the planet, all as one. Can you imagine just for a moment what that would be like? No sickness, no disease, no sorrow, only help, only joy, no aging, very little aging. Now, of course, there is a transition that you are going, are moving through, and will continue to move through. That transition is catapulting you now through the ascension and fully into your own personal ascension. For there is the ascension of Gaia coming first, then the ascension of life here on this planet. For Gaia is ascending and moving into the higher vibrations and preparing a place for you. Preparing a place for you to come and begin to create and do your works, your higher vibratory works, higher vibratory creation, creation with consciousness involved in it, not the creation of old, creation that holds dark forces within it. Creation holds darkness as a sense of duality within the illusion. You are moving into a state of creativeness of light, of love, and higher consciousness. Continue now to allow the process to continue to pull you forward, to bring you into those next higher and higher vibrations with the higher and higher, stronger and stronger waves of energy that are going to continue to come into the planet. Until all across the planet are either ready to be a part of the three ascension waves or are not. For then will come the division. Then will come that which has been called the judgment day. But it is not judgment by any God source. It is judgment within yourself. You are the only one that can judge you. So judge not, lest ye judge yourself. That is the real quote. Now, as far as your evening goes, some of you noticed that we were not in attendance this evening. It was purposeful that we would not be there, although we were aware, but we chose to not be there at that time. Preparation for what can still be this evening. For as you end this experience, and you find yourselves outside, and you must be outside, must be back in your circle of light and love. In a circle of celebration, not celebration with music, not celebration with sound, but celebration of light. Hold the light within each and every one of you as you find yourselves in that circle. And send the light out at that time through the top of your forehead, through the top of your head, up into the sky, again as that beacon, just as you did, and see what can be. I am Kara, and I leave you now to your beloved one who serves, and Shoshana if she is wanting. Om Mani Padme Om Ma. Om Mani Padme Om Ma. Om Ma. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Here we are again. Let the sun shine. Let the sun shine. Because we are joy,
yeah.
And we are in joy,
yeah.
At all moments, because every moment for us is the now moment. That is what you must come to realize that every moment for you is a new now moment. And the next moment after that is another now moment. And the next one after, a now moment. And if you find yourself living in that respect, everything else, and we mean everything else, takes a back seat to that now moment. Okay? We would ask if there is, not questions at this point, but if there is sharing. Anyone wish to share on their experience this evening? And Shoshana, are you available?
We can share.
Very good.
This is Dinora, and first of all, I want to thank you all the loving light beings and all of you, family, because...
Hold, please, just a moment here. This body is beginning to fry here. Please turn your fans on, make cooler here.
They're on now.
You have to understand, all of your Kundalini energies rising just burned this entire place up. And the flames rising. Very hot here. Not hot in that respect, but hot in the terms of light. Very good. Are you? Yes, now this is much better. Now we can continue. Yes, please continue.
Well, it has been a wonderful experience for me, not just today, all of the day. I was speaking with Linda and I was telling her that I haven't felt at all uncomfortable. I felt welcome. I felt at home. with all of you. And I haven't spoken a lot because I don't have the words without breaking apart to thank you all for letting me in and holding me, because I know we are family now. And I love you all and each one of you. It has been a wonderful experience. I am thankful for all the support. I knew it that I was going to be here, even though Joanna wasn't that sure, because it seemed it wasn't going to be able to make it. But I felt it. I felt that I needed to be here with all of you. And I am happy that I got all the love and the support to be able to make. And thank you. So,
very good. Anyone else? Anyone else? Yeah.
I'll make it quick. I'm just...
Is that possible? You're like us. We're going to recoup you.
I thought you already did that.
We are joking here.
All I wanted is I just want to make a comment about what happened tonight, and that is I'm really looking forward to seeing that human residence here coming up. That's all I
got to say. That was a question. Are there anyone else here that wishes to share about their experience predominantly this evening? And by the way, before we continue on, we wish to say something here. In that experience with Hilarion this evening, you may not be aware of it yet, but there was a great healing experience that occurred here, not only this evening, but the previous evening as well, in working with that star soul chakra. And that opened up an entirely new expression of energy release within your body. And some of you have already experienced the changes that are happening within your body. We specifically look at one that we have been working on with this one for a long time in your sense of understanding, not so long in ours. But she has been working at it and has had tremendous breakthrough here. And not only in her ability to see, to visualize, to utilize her third eye, but also to find the energy blockages within her spinal column becoming released. But, and this is the reason we are saying this, and this is a huge but, dear sister, we are saying this because it is still within your pattern, within your programming, and you could just as easily fall back. And literally, we mean that in terms of falling back into your spinal cord. You understand what we say here?
Perfectly.
Yes. So you must believe now. Continue to believe, and you will continue to see. And you will stand upright, and you will carry yourself erect, and your pains within your back that you have had for years and years and years will be a thing of the past. If you allow it.
I'm already standing up straighter.
Yes. We can say without a question of a doubt at this point, you are healed. To the one Donald. You have taken on a spring in your step over the previous advances here. From the time that you first walked into this group, you came in with a countenance about you that was very sad, that was very low in energy. Not that you were in darkness, certainly not. You carried a light, but your light was not shining forth as it is now. And the spring in your step was not there as it is now. And we are telling you as well that the spring in your step is going to increase more and more. And you are going to find that the little bit of the gate in your steps? How did you say this here? The gate?
Yes.
As in that will disappear, is that right? Then yes, that is what we are coming to here. And you will find that your steps that you take that are quite small at times, take small steps, you will be taking larger and larger steps. If, again, the same as the one for Cynthia, if you allow for this process. And in that respect, you are healed. We turn to the dear one, Mary Lou. Mary Lou, you have gone through much in your lifetime, a great deal, and you have had a lifetime that would many would pale in terms of comparing to your lifetime and to the experiences that you have gone through. And you have come to an age now where you may feel like you are coming to the end. But that is only a feeling if you allow it. You can rise above the blockages within your lungs. You can rise above this. You can heal this. And you can do this just as we have told you previously. Not with the machine that you find yourself, although you may need to use that for a bit, but with those crystals, those Andara crystals that you have been given, literally given, sent to you. And that, those crystals, if you hold them, specifically the red one, if you hold that up to your lung area, that will release the energy blockage there as well. But, and here is another big but, this will only occur and will only assist you if you can let go of the aging process here. You must not think in terms of your age anymore. You must think in terms of becoming younger, not older. For if you succumb to the programming that has continued to hold you and everyone else back, then it will continue to hold you. You see?
Yes,
and we apologize, Shoshana. Do you wish to jump into any one of those?
Believe
that you have given the corrective type. And we move on to another. There are many here. We are not going to single out everyone, or we will be here all night. But we are going to say this more as a collective here, to this group as a whole. Whatever ailments you may have come to in this advance, if you allow it, they are gone. Hilarion came specifically for this purpose this evening, to bring this healing process to all of you. And we have done this from time to time previously, but not with Hilarion and not in this respect. And working with that star soul chakra, which opened up the expression of releasing all of the pent-up energies in your body. And the pent-up energies in your bodies, are what are causing many of the ailments in your body. They are energy blocks that hold on to the patterns, the programming that is in your past lives, as well as those things which have occurred in this lifetime. But much of what you find in your lifetime here, as far as ailments, sicknesses, aches, pains, all of these kinds of things, the source of that comes from patterns from long ago. That is where you need to release the source, which is the release of these energy blockages, which has now occurred by the reactivation of the star soul chakra. Say that three times fast. That is difficult. Almost like toy boat. Anyway, you get the picture here. Healing has begun here with many of you, and it could be all of you if you allow it. That goes for every part of your body, including the eyes, the ears, the nose, the lungs, the throat, the arms, the legs, the hands, the feet, stomach, everything can find healing in this process here this evening and the previous evening. Okay? Yes, Shoshana now wishes to share.
I wish to offer our perspective on this. Known as is a great.
Could you speak, please, to the phone?
Please mute your phones, if you would. Very good.
And we find a tool for each of you when you feel as if you are not feeling balanced. You can call upon this one Hilarion to assist you. And you can do this by singing his name. Yes. Hilarion, Hilarion, Hilarion.
Wow.
You will feel the frequency of this master coming upon you and rebalancing you.
Mm-hmm.
So call upon this master with ease and frequency to right your bodies and create the balance of perfect health. Will you do this?
Yes.
And we have two more things to add here on this. One is, we apologize, we did not wish to leave those on the phone call out of this. We are not only speaking to those here in attendance at this location, but understand there is no real location. There is no time and space. We do not operate in a sense of time and space. So therefore, as you are moving into the fifth dimensional expression, you will also not be operating in time and space. So it is, pardon the expression here, it is time for you to begin to know that you are here just as well as anyone else is here, as far as these types of experiences go. Okay? Mm-hmm. Secondly, we wish to add to this healing process and calling of Hilarion. That is wonderful, but also know as you do that you have access now to that star soul chakra. And that in itself is going to allow for the further release of energy blocks that still might come up. And they will likely come up as you release certain patterns from the past to deal with now in the present. You see? For you must release all attachments in order to move through the ring pass knot and into the fifth dimension as a permanent place of consciousness. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Would there be any other sharing here?
I have a sharing.
Yes.
I just feel it way down. I had a thing from the doctor telling me I had cancer, and I didn't believe it. And I called Joanna, and she didn't believe it either. And she gave me kind of a little regimen to use for healing every day. And I still use that at least once a day. And I have been calling on Master Helena, every time I would feel like a mind blog coming on, or just realizing I need to be supercharged. I would call on Helena, and I would always, always feel a result. She was always there.
We need to add one thing here now, and this may go against those that have any type of medical background in this group, but we would say, and do not take this in the way that is not intended here. We are not saying to rid yourself of your glasses. We are not saying to rid yourself of machines that are needed to keep you breathing, or whatever it might be, where you're not saying to stop taking your blood pressure medicine and whatever it might be that is going on. We're not saying any of this. But, there's that big but again. But we are saying that, in a sense. We are saying to begin to move away from that, because that is a crutch, and it will continue to hold you. The more that you use three-dimensional tools, the more that you will hold yourself to the three-dimensional illusion. So in understanding this further, if you wear glasses and you wish to be able to see freely, begin little bit by little bit to take them off, to allow for yourself, for your eyes, your physical eyes, to begin to adjust again, to begin to release the energy blockages that are there. But they are only there because of programming. That is the only thing. It is patterns that you came in with. And if you wish to release them, you must release them. But do it if you need to. Do it little by little. Yes, it was said, throw your glasses away. And that is a full-on commitment to do so. And if you can do it, wonderful. But if not, little by little. The same goes for whatever it might be to the one that is on this breathing machine. Unplug it a little bit more until you can't anymore, and then plug it back in, and then unplug it again, and utilize the crystal as has been given. But the crystal now placed upon your throat area in your lungs and associated with the connection now to your star soul chakra is going to open up a whole new avenue of expression for you to release the blockages there. And cancer is a blockage.
Oh, yeah.
You see? You can release the blockage without the need of surgery, without certainly the need of your chemicals, which do nothing more than poison the entire body. You see?
Yeah.
There are alternative methods. Very good. Are there others that wish to share? Yes, you please come forward.
I received some Andara crystals that are right here, and I wanted some assistance in opening my third eye, and I was wondering which color would be most appropriate.
Yes, please, Shoshana.
Is there one there that is turquoise?
Yes, there is.
That is the one.
That was the one we were going with.
Should I hold it in my left hand? Should I place it in my third eye? Which I do?
You must place it in the position of your third eye. As you lay on your back and meditate, and you must let go of doubt. And you must understand that, and we apologize, we did not ask you if we could share.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And you must give up the doubt that you are not opening your third eye. Part of the challenge of each human is that the idea of this position, this etheric eye, is so foreign to all of you. It is not something that you have practiced in your lifetime. It has just been introduced to you maybe in the past decade, maybe in the past day. We are not sure. But we will tell you that it wants to serve you. It wants to open. And the opening of the third eye is not necessarily visual. When the third eye is open, you may sense something. You may have a heightened sense of feeling. You may have a heightened sense of hearing. You may be sitting in a room and hear something a mile away from you. And you hear a bird sing, and you look out the window and there is no bird. You hear an angel and you cannot see the angel. So the eye itself in your culture does not necessarily function the way it functioned for those that from birth. What you must understand, and we know this, every one of you, your third eye is open. It is the doubt of how it is used that prevents you from understanding it. So, our dear brother, as you meditate upon this I, listen, feel, sense, and notice the minute changes. And as you notice, build upon that. And we are not saying that you will not ultimately become visual, but do you see what we are saying? It is a matter of accumulating those understandings that your awareness is heightened, and that is your third eye opening. Do we make ourselves understandable?
Yes. I am a visual person, and I want to see into the inner dimension. That's what I'm.
Dear brother, when you close your eyes as a visual person, what do you see? When you dream, what do you see?
Oh, dream. Yeah.
No, it is not. It is not different. You are simply setting the conscious mind aside momentarily, so that you are not filled with doubt. And in your dream, who in this room cannot see in their dream? You all see. dimension. So you must reinforce in your mind that there are times, and maybe your conscious mind has to be set aside. What we would ask you to do, dear brother, in this moment, and may we take another moment, we apologize. May we take a little more time? Wanu, sir?
Certainly, yes.
We want you in this moment to picture a pink elephant.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it?
Sure.
Well, then you can see.
I have two very identical. I'm not sure which one. One's darker and one's lighter of that turquoise color. I'm not sure which
one. The lighter one.
Okay.
But we will tell you to simply begin to practice. Practice silly things. Do you see a red apple or the idea of a red apple?
Sure.
So you can see. Do you see our point? So we would ask you, dear brother, never to utter again that you cannot see.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you both.
And we add now a reprogramming for all of you. As Shoshana has already said, all of you have reopened and reactivated your third eye center. All of you, no exception. It has been done. Now it is up to continue to keep it activated, to utilize it. And how do you do that? You visualize, you create in your mind images as much as you can, or if not images, just simply think in creative terms. Then, in that respect, you are utilizing the thought process, which is of the fifth dimension. Visualization, imaging, fifth dimensional thought. Okay?
And might we add?
Yes.
We would add that the only thing that will prevent you from doing this is thinking that it is not open.
Mm-hmm.
However, the crystal will.
And are there any other sharing here? Anyone else to share? Anyone on the phone wish to share? That was your opportunity. Yes?
I'm going to share very quickly, too. I just want to say, this is my first advance also with Priscilla. And I feel like I've known all of you forever. From the minute I walked in here, I have no doubt that we are a group and have been a group. It's incredible. It really is. As Dinora said, I feel like I know everyone.
You do.
I know. It's just so amazing. Anyway, I want to
may we share with you?
Yes, sure.
We will share our perspective with you, dear sister. You have begun your healing in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
We see a difference, and many of your brothers and sisters here present see that difference.
Yeah.
Already,
yeah.
The love that you find here, the acceptance that you find here, has lifted you up. So we will tell all of you that the love that you give to each other, the upliftment that you give to each other, must be given in the world as well to those that maybe are not so much like you. And that you do not seek always to find someone like you, but you seek to find someone that is not like you and uplift them and send love to them as much as you can, and you will begin to uplift all souls. Mm-hmm. Namaste.
Then we add something here for this, to you specifically, who carries the crutch, the cane, mm-hmm. that walks with this.
I left it in the last few days.
He does not use it.
That is where we are going here, to leave it.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, leave it. What is your old saying here of your mass, your American Express, don't leave home without it? Well, in this case, leave home without it. Okay?
Sure.
And we must add something here, may we?
Sure.
There will be those that protect you that will tell you not to do that.
Yes.
And you must not
listen.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Anyone else here wish?
Well, questions,
sharing questions, whatever.
Dickens, it's Moses. I came across a family that at Walmart, and one of their little girls appeared not to be doing well. You know, it appears to be a seven-year-old girl, and she almost looked disabled. And I actually got a prompting to just ask the parents if I could lay my hands on her and attempt to send her some light. I was wondering if this benefited this little girl in any positive way, and if this is something I should continue looking into.
There is no shoulds here. There is only what you are feeling guided to do, what resonates for you. And if you feel good in doing this type of thing where you can work with energy and put hands on another and bring comfort to that one, and not only to the one in this case, but to the parents there as well, then mm-hmm. certainly yes. You wouldn't want to continue this process. But know that as you are doing this, it is not you doing it. Do not ever think in terms of, I healed this person. I brought help to this one.
Yes, sir.
You are the conduit, the channel for the energy. And that is all. Remember that, please. It is the Father within that do the work, as he said.
Thank you.
Sir,
please.
May we share with you, dear brother?
Yeah.
When a being that is filled with compassion, such as you, and filled with love for all creatures, that extends their hands and offers the energy that they are channeling through their hands to another, it is never wrong. It is never inappropriate because it is done with great love. And in our culture that we live in today, of course, it is important to ask for permission as you did. But if you wish to maximize the energy that you are channeling, do not doubt. Do not doubt whether you should or you should not, because you are doing it with an open heart, you see. And you are channeling pure God source love through your hands to that individual. But what we would tell you that is very important in this process is that you not be attached to the result. Because this one that you wish to send light to, energy, love, healing, may not heal because it may not be that person's path to heal. They may be experiencing what they choose to experience. Do you understand this?
Absolutely.
Yet, we must all continue to extend our light, our love, our energy to those that are weak, because it is the right thing to do, but we cannot be attached to the result. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Namaste.
Do you, dear brother, have the books of the life and teachings of the Masters of the Far East?
Not yet.
Then we suggest you get them. Or you read them on your internet or whatever. But go to, guess what page, people? Page 110 in book 2 and reread that section again and again and again so that you understand what the healing energy is and how to utilize it and how Yeshua was able to work with the consciousness within that one he was working to bring healing to. And he realized as he worked with this one that he was seeing the perfection of that one before they were perfected. He was seeing it as the perfect image of God within that one. You see? And therefore, there could be no ailment, no illness, no crippled condition, no blindness, because he was seeing perfection. And as a result of seeing perfection, he was then able to bring the healing process. If you can do that, or we would say rather, when you can do that, you are on your way to being an energy healer.
Maybe what's the name of the book?
Yes, and someone asked for the name of book, Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East by Baird Spaulding.
We have a question.
Yes.
We would like to know if what you have given as a method to heal can be turned upon yourself.
Absolutely.
So we would like to know that if one is having a challenge physically or emotionally, that they begin to see the perfection in themselves.
Yes.
That would speed the healing and clearing of that individual, would it not?
It certainly would.
So we would say that that is a good method. Even though we would extend it to another, we must extend it to ourselves.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, there was a question or sharing on phone, was there not?
I have a question.
Yes.
What makes the Andara crystals different from the crystals with which most of us are familiar with?
It is because of the energy, the vibration that they carry from long, long ago, from times of Lemuria. And at that time, those crystals were widely in use, Lemuria, Atlantis. And at the time of the extinguishing of the eternal flame and the bringing of that flame to as a demonstration, you might say, as a formality. Not that it was ever extinguished, but it was a ceremony to show that it was time now to move from this time of great light into the time of darkness that was ahead. And the eternal flame was then taken to a safe place. But the Andara crystals were then, their vibration was held back, we will say. And in holding that vibration back, they somewhat disappeared from they were fifth dimensional experiences, fifth dimensional vibrational stones. And they were not going to be comfortable, you might say, if you could look at it in this respect. As they are consciousness, they would not have been comfortable in a third dimensional vibration. So therefore, they cease to exist to those in the third dimension. That is all changing now. Those that are moving up into the higher vibrations of higher fourth and into the fifth dimension, now the Andara crystals are resonating once again and calling out to those who would come to recover them. And we say recover because many who are finding themselves with these crystals now had them in those times of Lemuria and Atlantis.
Mm.
Thank you.
Yes. Anything, Ed, Shoshana?
We would share in general that because you all have raised your frequencies and your vibrations enough, that is why they are reappearing. So you must congratulate yourselves that you have worked hard enough to increase the vibration on the planet and within yourself to have these beautiful beings known as the Andara crystals come back into existence. It is you that is doing that.
Yes. You are in the lower vibrations. You cannot see those experiences, those items even, that are in the higher vibrations. So therefore, as Shoshana has said, as you are moving up into the higher vibrations, you are now able to see them again. And as we say, they are calling out now to those who had them previously. Almost as if they're coming home, you are coming home.
Question, please?
Yes.
When we were walking on the crater, I was looking down into the ground and I saw a whole bunch of little tiny crystals around in my path. And I picked some of them to bring them to share my love with Rita in particular that couldn't make it. Were those by any chance Andara crystals?
They were not Andara crystals, but they have an energy all of their own, for they are ancient. They have been there a great long time, and they have taken on an energy over the thousands of years that they have been there. So they hold energy. And together, as you bring many of them together, they hold a great deal of energy. So even though they are small little pieces, if you put them all together into a container of some type, then they take on a greater energy as together as one. Mm-hmm. You see?
Yeah.
But they are not Andara crystals.
Thank you.
Can they hold a message?
Yes, certainly. Thank you for that, Shoshana. Yes, they hold memory. All crystals hold memory. Yes.
Hi, it's Cynthia, and it has to do with what Vidya was saying. Just the other day, I noticed in this box that I had actually collected like a big container of all of these crystals, and I thought, what can I do with these? Should I put them in out? So what I want to know, since you said that, how can I use those as a benefit?
What we would say to you, you have a house, you have a yard.
Yes, a rock yard.
Put them around your yard or even around your house, and they will bring protection to your entire home. You spread them around.
Okay.
They have great energy and great protective energy to the one who is resonating to their energy. And as you have picked them up, chosen them some time ago and brought them together, you have a resonance with that, those crystals and those energies.
Mm-hmm. The purpose is for protection.
It can be that, yes.
May we ask a question of this sister? May we ask?
Yes.
Dear sister, may we ask what you wish to benefit?
Well, I'm asking myself that same question as I sit here. I was thinking, is this a benefit for myself? Or is this a benefit that can maybe benefit others as well?
It is both.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it is not only both, because you are all one anyway.
Thank you.
Is that the only benefit that you wish to know?
Evidently, there's more to it, so tell
us. Continue, please.
We believe that you have something on your mind that you wish to receive from these crystals. And what is that?
Well, of course I would say healing, but with everything that has happened this evening, I don't believe
I... You don't need any more?
Well, I'll take it. I will take it.
You may use a crystal. We are not, we apologize, we are not at all minimizing what the One Who Serves has given you. What we would wish to add to that is that a crystal takes on your own consciousness besides its own. So if you place a crystal in an area that you wish to heal, it will assist you, because you are using your own desire and your own consciousness to heal yourself. All healing is done by you. Do you see?
Yes, I see. Thank you.
And just as the brother or requested an answer about the Andara crystal, and he can place it on his third eye, he is doing that anyway by giving that crystal the consciousness to assist him. Does this make sense?
Yes, I see. And you were reading my mind.
Of course we were.
So I am going to keep both. I'm going to place them in my yard and use them for healing.
And it is up to you, you see. You have complete choice.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Very good. Is there any other sharing here?
I have one more quick question about I had bought one on eBay several months ago, and I bought it because it's a beautiful clean turquoise clean, and it's like a, you know, what do you call these? I mean, it's perfectly done. It's a perfect shape.
Is it round?
I am not sure. Pardon?
Is it round?
No, it's, yeah, well... How do you call these things that stick out of the crystals that have these?
With the cylinder, yeah.
Cylinder with the tip on, you know. But
it's rough. It's not fast in any way.
But it is so perfect. Yeah. And I hear there's a lot of Andara crystals that are sold as such, which are made out of glass. And I would love to know whether mine is or not. It was only $10, so I'm not sure at all. I don't quite know.
That depends on the resonance for you. If you feel it resonates for you and has called to you, it matters not where it came from. Anybody could have sent it to you, or you could have found it somewhere, or in a store someplace, or whatever it might be. Or as in your case, you say you bought it on eBay. Whatever it might be, if it called to you, then it is for you, if it resonates for you. Now, if you wonder if it is real, if it is really an Andara crystal, ask it.
Okay, yeah.
Ask it.
Intending to do that.
Yes.
Okay.
It will answer to you if you can hear it.
And if it is not?
If it is not, it will not answer in the understanding that you are looking for.
Okay. Okay.
May we ask a question of you, dear sister?
Of course.
What did you purchase this crystal for?
Because I had read so much about Andara crystals, and I really wanted one.
And what were you hoping that it would do for you?
I'd like to have it on my nightstand or under my pillow, actually, where I have several crystals.
And what were you hoping it would benefit you in? What would it do for you?
Yeah, open my third eye, heal, just to bring out the best in me.
Are you doing that now?
What do you mean now?
Are you doing your best?
Right now, at this moment?
Yes. Are you doing your best? Because the crystal cannot bring out the best in you. Mm-hmm. You must do that.
Well, I try
it's
to
an amplifier.
Yeah, I try to do my best.
Did it amplify for you?
I don't know if it's the crystal or if it's me or if it's the air. I have no idea.
Does it matter?
No. It's not harming me.
Yes. It does not matter. What we are driving at is many purchase these items to give them the strength to be something that they are not. When all along it is your consciousness that you are giving to the crystal that causes the crystal to give back to you that which you wish for. So do you understand it? So the individual that does not have the consciousness to create what that individual is wishing for, the crystal cannot act upon it. Does that make sense to you? Oh, my goodness.
That was kind of a roundabout. So.
The individual that has the crystal, the crystal cannot assist the individual in achieving that which the individual wishes to achieve unless the consciousness within the individual is there to begin with. You see, so we know that each one of you wishes to be the best that you can be. Is this not true?
Yeah.
So the crystal will assist you because that is your consciousness. If you do not have a consciousness to heal, no crystal can heal you. Do you see?
Yeah.
We are sorry this is puzzling, but this is important information.
Yeah. It is. So what is the best thing to do with it? Is it to...
The best thing to do with it is to use it the way you wish to use it.
To put it on my... third eye as well.
Do you wish to do
when
that?
I lay down. I try that. I haven't done that yet.
You can do whatever you wish to do.
Okay.
It is not within our power to give you these instructions. You must, and you must try, and you must choose.
Okay.
That is our information.
I will do that. Okay. I will take it seriously from now on.
Yes. You are a goddess.
At this point now, we need to release Channel as Channel is growing somewhat tired here and needs to prepare for next experience when you are outside. We'll bring through another at that point as well as the experience is taking, is occurring. Shanti, peace be with you.
Shanti.
The one.
Shanti.